Kylie Minogue looks to the zodiac for understanding and inspiration.
Part and parcel of being a Gemini is don't box us in. I like to feel like I can still shapeshift through things. So the studio is a brilliant place to be able to do that.
And after feeling all cooped up during the pandemic, Kylie Minogue says she was eager to get back into a studio.
I wanted a refresh like we all did. I get the bug and I love making a record. There's just possibility. I feel quite peaceful when there's possibility.
Tension is Kylie Minogue's 16th album. Like its predecessors, they're glittery disco songs that pulse with lust and shimmy with confidence and twirl with musicianship. The track Padam Padam opens the album.
It's the heartbeat.
Padam Padam, Padam Padam.
You've got a Padam t-shirt on. You're very Padam red.
Thank you. Kylie Minogue likes my t-shirt. Sorry, I had to tell everybody. What was on your mind and in your heart, Padam Padam, when you were putting together Tension?
Oh, all sorts. Tension was recorded over a year and a half. A lot of life can happen in a year and a half. There's definitely songs that are stuff that I was going through at the time, and then others that are purely fantastical. We're creating a story that is not what I'm going through or not relevant to me, but definitely something I can relate to.
There's really very astonishing range on this album too. For example, if I might use the phrase 90s nostalgia, it doesn't seem that long ago to some of us, but in any event, 90s nostalgia in your song Hands.
Big drop on the baseline, tick tock on the waistline, don't rush baby, take time. Yeah.
I didn't write Hands, that came to me as a demo. That is one that took me parts of it quite a while to access the delivery.
Yeah.
I don't think I've done many songs that would sound like that. It's got that 90s breezy, you know, window down car. In fact, when my A&R spoke to me about that song before he sent it to me, he said, I know you're not a rapper, but this could be fun to try. It could work really well. It could be awful. But of course, I was like, I'll give it a try. And it was quite refreshing to do something, well, once I managed to get it right. And now I love it as a sing-along.
You know, your vocalizations are just terrific.
Thank you.
The way you sort of, you know, hug words and let them go and pick them up again with your voice is just great.
It's interesting you say that because part of making this album has been a voyage of discovery in exactly that realm. Sometimes it's driven me crazy, but the satisfaction of reaching what I think is the right point of the vocal, I love doing that.
There's a quote attributed to you in which you say there's no shortcut to learning your craft.
That's just one of my favorite quotes. I don't know where I came across it, but it is certainly a truth.
Tell us what that process has been like with you, learning your craft.
I absolutely loved music as a youngster, and I started out in TV.
Charlene! What on earth do you think you're doing?
I was trying to get in and he jumped me.
I made a little bit of pocket money, which I put into singing lessons. I made a demo cassette when I was 17. My first single came out when I was 18, I think. That was Locomotion, and it was a runaway success. So I was kind of thrust into this new world of the music industry with zero experience.
Yeah.
I had kind of presentation and performance experience as in cameras and the world of media and all of that, but not as in stage presentation or vocally how to get through a show. So I basically learned everything on the job.
But that means you can get better as you go along, right?
Yeah, I think every little bit of experience that one gathers is definitely going to inform your ability and your art. To build on that, to really, you know, pick myself up when things were hard, to get through those lows and really believe in myself even when I wasn't sure, just kind of find that resilience and keep going.
Let me ask you about a lyric in your song, Story, that caught our attention. Obviously, what that suggests is here you are on the outside dazzling millions of people with joy. But there was something harder, and it sounds forbidding and lonely going on the inside sometimes.
Yep. We all have our struggles, and I had mine at that time. And once I came through that enough to look at kind of more, I was really struck by how much people close to you, knowingly or unknowingly, inform who you are. There's many things we can't achieve without love and support of those around us. So it's kind of like an acknowledgement of that and a thank you.
May I ask how your health is?
My health is quite fine, thank you.
All right, because you had a cancer scare, cancer experience?
A scare sounds like it kind of scared you and went away. It's part of who I am, and I know I am a compassionate person, but when you combine your compassion and empathy for people with experience, it becomes a different thing.
And is that something you can share with the rest of the world, with your music, do you think?
I hope so, yeah. I think I did back the first album I made after my diagnosis and when I had recovered enough. I had like a half a centimeter of hair. I mean, you feel very exposed.
Yeah.
And very fragile. People have told me and shared it with me that they looked to me at that time for something they were going through or something a loved one was going through. And in my case, the cancer did not take away my essence. It made it difficult, but our little pilot light of who we are remains.
Please indulge one more question. If you could tell the young person you were as a teenager what you've learned now at this point in your life, what do you think that would be?
An easy answer is keep a diary because, I mean, I have my memories of what I experienced and what I felt through those times, but to have it written down would be interesting. I would say it'll all be okay. Even in the depths, you will rise. You know, try to be kind to yourself. I think we can be our own worst critics. That's one thing I would like to tell my younger self. And probably eat your greens.
Eat your greens. It's been wonderful. Kylie Minogue. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for your time. That was a really great chat. Almost there, touch me right there. Don't be shy, boy.